Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, October 8th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today at 4:30, it's Realty Radio with David Farnborough. We're going to talk real estate, talk a little bit about AI in real estate, and some other fun stuff with David at 4:30 today. Right now, in studio, we have our good friend, Promise Bakken, in with us, Marketing and Communications Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Promise, good to have you with us.
Good morning.
How you been?
Good. I've been really busy.
I can only imagine. You guys are always busy over there, and especially I imagine what's on your plate. We got a lot to talk about today. Let's dive right into some upcoming networking events.
Right. So our next upcoming networking event is on October 21st, and that is our networking at night. It's from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and it's over at Hotel Mead this time. So Hotel Mead is hosting networking at night, and it's just an event that's great for networking with other professionals in the area and just kind of make those connections outside of working hours. So we have that once a month, and this month's at Hotel Mead.
And who is this open to, Promise?
It's open to, you know, the public in general, but we're kind of hoping to have more people that are interested in becoming members of the chamber or networking with other businesses in the town.
And this is a really good opportunity to kind of get an idea of what it's like to be a chamber member. And not only from other chamber members, but from you guys yourselves to be able to ask questions in person and a lot of that, along with all the networking that you were mentioning before that I don't know anybody that, well, I can't, I've had enough networking. Like, you can't have enough chances to connect with people, to connect with your community. And the best businesses are people that are in touch with their community. And really in the know. And this is one of the ways you do that is by being out there in the community. Along with all that, the Hotel Mead, beautiful place to have an event. You can't go wrong having an event over at the Hotel Mead. So just a win-win kind of situation. Again, that's coming up in just a little bit, October 21st from 5 to 7. If people want more information, go to their website, wisconsinrabbitschamber.com. Women in Business Luncheon, another great opportunity coming up, Promise.
Yeah, we're really excited about this one. So we had our Women in Business Luncheon last year, and we had like a full house, and we also had people that were, you know, after it was sold out, we still had people interested. So we actually expanded the area that we're going to host it in this year. It's still going to be over at Mid-State Technical College, but we're going to use a different part of their building. But this event is on November 15th and is sponsored by Mid-State Technical College, Enbridge, Marshfield Clinic, U.S. Bank, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Security Health Plan, Domtar, and NRG Media. So again, November 15th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Mid-State. Registration is now open. So if you're a chamber member, registration is $35. If you're not a member, it's $45. And then we are also opening it up to the MSTC students this year. And that is $25 for those students. And the event comes with a lunch. And there's going to be time to network with other people there. And then our keynote speaker for the day is Dr. Shelley Mondike. She is the president of Mid-State Technical College, and she'll be discussing empowering voices, you know, how to lead with purpose and passion. And I'm really excited to listen to her. I've heard some of her other speaking opportunities, and she is a great speaker, and she can really engage you. And I'm just so excited to see her at one of our events. I'm also excited because there's going to be door prizes and a 50-50 raffle. So register soon because we are closing on November 5th.
Excellent. I actually, it's interesting. I have had the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen contestants on the last couple of weeks. And one of the things we've talked about on air and off air is there just not being enough opportunities for women to support women in society and showering that and championing that. Here is an event right here that is designed for that and really does that. Not only do you have a great location for this one and a great opportunity with this and expanding that opportunity for not just chamber members, but non-members and the MSTC kids. I think that's a great opportunity. Yes. Young kids getting be able to be involved in this. A wonderful keynote speaker. I couldn't agree with you more. Dr. Shelley is a great talker and a smart talker. She really is good at what she does, very charismatic, as well as really getting good information out there. So that is wonderful in itself. But all of these things, and you're going to feed people? Like, that's a great event. Yes. That's a great event right there. And again, women supporting women, something that this community does very well and that we look for more and more opportunities of. That's really cool. It's a very fun opportunity, wonderful opportunity. Make sure to spread the word about this one, everybody. And again, we will tell you how to register before we wrap up with Promise today. But wonderful event. Thank you for bringing that to us, Promise. We have some upcoming workforce programs and events around the corner as well. The Business Expo every year seems to sneak up on me. I know your guys' schedule, but this one keeps it's such a good event, and I always that's coming up right around the corner. This is a good one.
Yeah, so our Business Expo, well, I think the reason why it might be sneaking up on you is because we didn't have it the last couple of
years.
That's
what it was.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just the timing and everything. So this year we're actually able to have it. It's the first time back after 3 years. We're super excited about it. We have about, 40 booths participating. It's going to be held over at the Elks Lodge. Mm-hmm. It kind of filled up a little bit faster than we anticipated. And, the venue space is smaller. We wanted to keep it smaller for the first time back after a couple of years. We have some great sponsors for it. It's U.S. Bank, Security Health Plan of Wisconsin, Samuels Group, McCain's, Marshfield Clinic, the Wisconsin Rapid Center, Quality Plus Printing, and NRG Media.
Hmm.
Great sponsors for it. And it's actually happening today.
Yeah.
And it is open from business to business networking from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. For that one, just bring your business card to show us that you're there to network for businesses. And then you can get in. And then at 4 o'clock, we're going to open it to the general public so they can come in and explore what businesses have to offer in the area. So that way our booths that have registered and are participating in the event have the opportunity to showcase their products and services to other members of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also just great for networking with other area businesses and making those connections again. And we are also handing out bags so you can go around and collect goodies from each table. So those bags are available until they're gone. Again, today from, 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock at the Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids here. If you need more information for that one, we can you can go visit our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com or give us a call. We might not be answering our phones frequently today because we are all going to be at the Business Expo today.
Mm-hmm. I love the idea of separating this business to business, 2 to 4, and then kind of opening it up to more 4 to 6. That 2 to 4 time really gives opportunity for these businesses to really work together hand in hand and maybe share a little bit more of a more intimate, more private conversation or just to be able to hear each other. When you open it up to the public, you bring everybody in, you're giving so many more opportunities for those organic connections, those people that you just normally wouldn't maybe run into, and your business has a chance to get seen or heard by other people that may not hear it otherwise. In years past, I'd forgotten about the expo not being around as often in the last couple of years because this was such a big event when it was going on. So it's great to hear the response. Great to see it over at the Elks Lodge, a wonderful establishment. Love our friends over at the Elks Lodge. And this is, again, something that we've touched on already a couple of times, another opportunity for networking.
Yep.
But this is such a integral part of being a chamber member and that networking part and the opportunities for that. I was recently, I was talking to not a recent chamber member, but somebody who joined in the last year, Shyler from Relax, Refresh, and Reconnect. Wonderful, wonderful lady. She takes darn good care of my hair.
Yeah.
And there ain't many people that can do that.
Right.
She is a genius with my hair. I was talking with her, and I asked her this, and I told her straight up. I'm like, this is just between us. I don't have to share this publicly. Mm-hmm. But how is it going being a chamber member? But I couldn't even finish the sentence.
Yeah.
She just immediately, I love the chamber.
Aww.
The chamber has been so helpful to me. And she just kind of went on and on about it and everything. And she told me right away, she's like, you go ahead and spread the word about that. I love the chamber. When you are a part of this, you are not only getting those opportunities to network that you may not have otherwise, to have your business seen or heard by people that wouldn't otherwise.
Right.
Being honest, I was very honest with her. I might not have seen her business if she hadn't been on the air with me. And she was on the air with me because she became a new chamber member.
Yeah.
These things connect. And you just never know who might get turned on by your business that wouldn't otherwise.
Right.
It's a wonderful opportunity with all of that. The other thing that came up in the conversation with her is when you are a chamber member, you are showing support to your community. You are showing that you believe in local. You believe in buying local, supporting local.
Right.
And that chamber membership shows that to the rest of the community. When you show up to events like the Business Expo or these things, you are showing the community it's PR that you can't buy.
Right.
It's not only a great chance for you to be seen, but the people that see you as a part of the community.
Right. I totally agree with you on that. I'm so excited for the Business Expo today. It'll be my first one
in my career.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to experience it myself. So,
well, we don't want to keep it too long. I want you to be able to get down there and check it out. We've got the Network Exchange also coming up. Yep. I wanted to touch on this a little bit.
Yeah, so our Network Exchange for Safety Professionals is coming up on October 23rd from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. This one's going to be located over at Urkel Worldwide in Port Edwards. Chris Bartek and Urkel leaders will be, well, they'll be discussing, like, you know, hazard recognition and reporting. So if you're in a safety role or a business owner and you need to brush up on some of those topics, this is a great place to come and become, get more educated to related to workplace safety in your business. This one, registration does close on October 16th. And if you do plan to go to this one, I hear that you're supposed to wear long pants and closed-toe shoes because of the safety issues, requirements that Urkel Worldwide has. So I think they're going to give like a plant tour as well.
Dress safely for this event. Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And a good note on that. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah. This is another one of those events that everything I was just saying about the chamber, you add to this and are part of this. Because it's not just all those things I mentioned, but also getting information out there and connecting people that the chamber does so well.
Yeah.
You mentioned some really good points there as far as re-upping your self-rehashing some of these safety skills or requirements that there are.
Yeah.
There are people out there starting new businesses and looking to start new businesses that also would be benefited, I think, by going to this and just updating yourself and knowing, hey, what does OSHA require? What are some of the requirements for my business? Every business is going to have different ones.
Right.
Here's a great opportunity not only to do that, but you don't have to throw it into a search engine. You could just talk to somebody.
Right.
You know, you actually talk to a real person.
Yeah, somebody with like experience in the area. And that's what the intentions of these network exchanges are meant to provide, a resource for our members and people who own businesses in the area. So, you know, smaller businesses may not have like a safety department, you know. So where do you go to talk to other professionals in that industry? And how do you know that you're kind of like, you know, in line with the expectations for your business? So this is a great opportunity to get together with other safety professionals in the area and ask them questions, and then also, you know, get a little bit more educated on, you know, hazard recognition and reporting for some of the bigger companies that are out there as well.
You know, and these are all things that a rising tide raises all boats. And the more we share information with other businesses and each other, the more we bring each other up, our whole community gets brought up, and our economy is better, and et cetera, et cetera. There's some other stuff we wanted to make sure to talk about, too. Like we have our member of the month of October.
Yeah, so our member of the month is Rapids Homes, and it's owned and operated by David Farnborough.
I'm a little familiar with him. Yeah. Sounds familiar.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about this. He decided to open up his own business, and he named it Rapids Homes, and he became a chamber member. So he's a new real estate agency in Wisconsin Rapids. And the great thing about him is that, you know, he's really customer focused. He's really he zones in on providing excellent customer service for both buyers and sellers, and he kind of goes a little bit above and beyond expectations to meet those needs of those people that he's working with. The great thing about him, you had mentioned him earlier about like his AI and stuff like that. I had a chance to witness some of that, and it's really fascinating. And, you know, if you're out of town or if you are looking at a location, I don't know, in Alabama or something like that, and there's the opportunity to potentially have virtual tours now with him. And I'm just super excited for him. He's just been really, he's been a member for many, many years. But, you know, now that he has his own business, he's continuing his membership. And I'm just really great that he's in town and that he's offering these services to people in the area, you know, especially with like the market out there. It can get a little tricky sometimes. And he's just really great with that. He's, you know, when I'm looking to buy, I will definitely be using him in the future because I had questions, you know, and I'm not even, wasn't even in the position to be buying, but he was just very like thorough and informational and gave me a lot of like information that I am using now when I'm just kind of like browsing the market. So yeah. He's great.
Great to hear. Yeah. And we're looking forward to diving into this with David in just a little bit when he joins us on the show here.
Yeah.
But I agree with everything you were saying there. And it shows something that, that David continues his membership with the chamber. It shows the benefits of being a chamber member and along with being able to, you know, highlight his area along with his own business. You're able to do two things at once with that. That's it's really good to hear and a great choice. Great choice for October Member of the Month Rapids Homes. We'll be talking more about that with David Farnborough in just a little bit. I did want to get into the legislative breakfast, remind everybody about this great event coming up.
Yeah, legislative breakfast. This is a big one for anybody that's interested in, you know, answering or asking some questions to some of our local representatives. We did invite a big list of everybody. You can check out that list on our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com. I know that my boss yesterday, Stacy Keevy, had mentioned that she had a really big name that confirmed that they're coming. I can't remember it off the top of my head, unfortunately. So, but she was pretty excited about it. This is on October 18th. From 7 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. over at Mid-State Technical College. And we have some great sponsors for this one as well. Mid-State Technical College, of course, U.S. Bank, Findorf, and Domtar.
Yeah, I looking at the website, I haven't seen who has been confirmed yet, but I do see that all the big names have been invited.
Yep.
Every senator and representative and candidate and our own governor, along with local government leaders, have all been invited.
Yep.
So I think that it's pretty fair to say I know this just from talking to them and them being a part of the event in years past, Senator Teston, Representative Krug, if they are available, they will be there.
Yep.
I'm very confident of that. And certainly some of our others will be hoping to be there. In this day and age where we are constantly, especially in this medium that we're in right here, Promise, we're constantly fighting misinformation and how to help how people can have more trusted news and trust the news that they're hearing and giving people an opportunity to talk face to face to these individuals. There's nobody in between. It's just you and this individual. That's one of the ways we're able to do that is having moments like this, having opportunities like this. I thank the Chamber very much for hosting this event, for having an event like this, giving our community and our these constituents for these representatives an opportunity to ask these questions and really put your vote where your mouth is, you know, and I mean, be informed voter, be smart voter, and get out there and vote and take in this event beforehand.
Right. You know, and, you know, with the Chamber being a bipartisan organization, we still like to offer, you know, the opportunity for the community to ask, you know, our leaders, you know, questions. So we do have some prepared questions that we're going to ask. But at the end of the event, we're going to open the floor for any other questions that the audience might have. But registration is now open and it will close on October 11th. So that's pretty soon here. And it's $35 for members, $45 with non-members, and it comes with a breakfast. And then, let's see here. It's over at Mid-State Technical College on October 18th from 7 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. And registration is open online at wisconsinrapidschamber.com, or you can give us a call at 715-423-1830.
You guys do a great job feeding people at these events, too. Yeah. I always hear good things about the food. Always hear good things.
Yeah.
And I do want to send a shout-out to your moderator, Craig Tim, for this event. Craig does an amazing job with these. It's not an easy gig. He does a good job with them. And a shout-out to him. When it comes to all of these events that Promise and I have been talking about, if you'd like to register, you'd like to find out more, how can they do that, Promise?
Yep, you can always visit our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com. And the best place to look is to click the events tab and then right on our calendar there, you'll be able to cruise through month to month and see which event you would like to go to, and just click that day and then you'll open up the event and you'll be able to register from there.
It's really simple. They have a fantastic website. It's so easy to navigate. Even I can do it. It's a really good website. And I mentioned the website in part because while Promise and I have filled these 20 minutes with a lot of jam-packed stuff and a lot of great events, we've only scratched the surface, everybody. Yeah. There's so much that our chamber does. If you're interested in how the chamber could be beneficial to you, I encourage you to go there. You can find out more information about that. If you're looking for advocacy opportunities, there's more information there about that. Volunteering in your community. There's a lot of information there about it. If you are looking for work or looking to hire people, there are opportunities right there with the chamber and being able to do that. The chamber is a resource that is just waiting for you. Just go ahead and make sure to tap into that resource and use that. Promise, if people want to contact you and have more follow-up questions for you, how can they reach you?
You can always email me at marketing@wisconsinrapidschamber.com or give my direct line a call at 715-422-4856.
And remember, not only is the Chamber's website something you should bookmark, but encourage you to follow them on social media as well.
Yes.
It's such an easy way to be able to not only find out what's going on in your community, but to share this information on your pages. Yes. And you just never know who might see it that wouldn't otherwise. And it's a great way of buying local, supporting local, and something we can all do very simply. It's just just hitting that share button and making sure that other people might see some of these events. Again, find out more at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Always a good time talking with you, Promise. Thank you so much for joining us. Say hi to the team over there, and we will talk with you all soon.
All right. See you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.